Well, I mean, number one, about the accolade, you know, I couldn't do it, obviously, without the other 10 guys out there on the field, so I can't take credit for that. But I'm just trying to do my part, period. I think that's what we all strive to do, and I've been able to do it, and trying to do it to the best of my ability.
Is it your rapport with Rodgers the way, like, in that one play when he scrambled out and just flicked his finger and said, hey, cut? I mean, you don't see that often.
No, but when you have a great quarterback that can extend the play and get outside the pocket and make things happen with his feet, things like that happen, opportunities like that come about and they increase. And, you know, you got to make the best of those opportunities when they are.
Aaron said that after Finley went down that they wanted to make a conscious effort to get you the ball. Is that the way you see it?
You know, I think so. I don't know what they're talking about, what they see, but I just try to, regardless of who's out there, I'm trying to do my job, trying to make sure I'm holding up my end of the bargain, and when my opportunities come about, then I'm trying to make the best of them.
Greg, Michael's talking about just the interchangeability of all of you guys. I mean, over the course of the game, are you an extra slot, Dancy, you know, over the course of the game every week?
Yeah, we're able to rotate and move everywhere, and that's what makes us that much more dangerous. Obviously, with drive being back in there, it gives us more versatility and another threat. But, you know, we're all pretty much the same kind of player. We all have our niches, but at the same time, we all understand the offense to where we can play any position.
What pressure on the defense than seeing the same guy outside or the same guy in the slot?
Definitely, because you never know how they want to match up with you. Sometimes they want to follow myself, and you know, if I go in the slot, a guy who's not as comfortable playing in the slot really doesn't want to go in the slot. So now you got a mismatch advantage there. But it definitely helps when you can switch guys around and let them play different positions.
Greg, how about that pivot? You guys sometimes do that pivot, and sometimes teams come up and defend that. But obviously, the other day you're able to spin it and get away. Is that coached, or you guys just have had success with that in the past? Like if you catch a comeback and you spin and go.
That's not coached. That's just run after the catch. It's pretty instinctive. Most guys who are smaller and quicker, that's pretty much what they go to. They feel where the defender is and they try to get him to commit one way and turn back the other way. And it just so happened that we caught him in the man, and couldn't be a better situation for us.
There's been a lot of talk about how interchangeable you guys are, and it also goes along with the fact that no matter who has the big day, the whole core is happy as a group for that person. It seems to be a, you know, very good team spirit in that respect.
Yeah, well, we're all unselfish, but at the same time, there has to be a little bit of selfishness to be a competitor, to be that ultimate competitor. And, you know, we all understand we're over here and we're not going to all get the ball each and every week. We've gone through it. But at the same time, we're not going to hold a grudge against the guy next to you because you're not getting the ball. I mean, it's not his fault, you know. So but it helps when you have a really good relationship with the guys around you. And it's a genuine relationship, and you're genuinely appreciative of what he puts out there on the field and what you're able to compliment by what they do. So, like I said, we all work hand in hand, trying to get each other better, trying to push each other to be successful.
Greg, is this a measuring stick game? Getting you guys against those guys?
Definitely. They're a very good ball club. Watching those guys on film, they do things the right way. That's why they are atop the NFC right now. And, you know, they're playing well. They always play well at home, and we have to go down there to their environment and play better than what they play.
Much more hard work. Right way, though, too, certainly the last few weeks. Aaron was saying he attributed it to just a sense of urgency maybe starting in practice around the first Minnesota game.
Yeah, it definitely starts in practice. You know, when we're able to go out there and execute and stay on top of things the right way and kind of get it going in the right direction on the practice field, then it trickles over to the game. And that's what we've been trying to do, just make sure that we're doing things the right way on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then hopefully it carries over to the game.
How much more are you going to have to work now coming off a big game like that, 3 touchdowns, 152 yards, going into this game, expecting different coverage, different deeps? How much more hard are you going to have to work against these guys?
Well, they're a different team. They're more of a quarters team, so they got a lot of two high, cover 6, cover 8, things like that. But, you know, we're going to go about our business as usual. We're going to work hard. Myself personally, I'm going to still do the same things I've been doing. Obviously, if they do have a safety over top, it won't be the first time that I've seen it. So it is what it is, and we got other guys that can step up and make plays.